Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Christmas and tacos, they go together.
Maybe in some places.
9 days until Christmas, and we're in the final week of school right now. There's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then a half day Friday. Boom, you're out. People just ran off the road in excitement. I hope not.
You sure it was excitement, or was it like, I've got the kids for how long?
Yeah, but there's a lot of things to do during Christmas. It's not a big problem. You got to go to Granny's and got to go to, you know.
It's the week after Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That's why Christmas movies, you got to go to the movie theater a couple times.
Well, give them video games. Well, say, go to your room and don't come out.
It's surprising you should say that, because I have a list of things you can get for your grandchildren coming up to this morning. So getting ready for that. 16 days until New Year. It'll be 2026.
What?
Yep. A lot of good things happened in 2025, though. You became a grandfather.
I did.
Yeah.
2026, my daughter's getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Pretty early, too. March.
Yeah. Got that to look forward to. And it's the last day of school is the 19th. That's a half day. That's just 3 days away, guys. And you can check out our high school basketball schedule on WGNSSports.com. I know we've got a game on the 18th, and I think we got a game, is it tonight or had one yesterday? I'm not sure.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I know we had one yesterday.
And
Friday?
We've got
Thursday.
Reason we won't have one tonight is because the Lady Raiders are hosting Auburn. The Tigers coming in tonight.
And then Thursday we have...
it's Oakland versus Beach. Right after the
we're
final.
Going to the beach?
No.
Oh.
Right after the last primetime sports presented by Ideas Tees of the season.
I'm going to that. I'll be on that show.
Well.
No, I won't either. You've made it where I can't be on that show.
We can join remotely maybe in the last
segment.
Oh,
I don't want to do that because it's just another problem and you get mad and you get grumpy and then the game.
Why am I going to get mad?
You just do. It's like if the remote doesn't work or whatever. And
well, we're going to be at the game.
I'm on the phone. I mean, it's like, you know, we can just feed right into the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Might as well.
I hope you got it set up by then.
I always do.
We only have an hour to get ready, to get that ready. I just don't want it to be a distraction. I know how you are with distractions.
It won't be a distraction. I mean, we get there at 4:45.
I know at the football championship, we got there in plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Well, I don't want to say who said we could leave at noon. You said you didn't care when we left.
I was just satisfying you. If we go to 12, we have to sit there for 2 hours. At least you'll be happy. You'll know when it's time. So
it was fourth quarter of the game before.
But let me suggest to you, I have a new love, and it's not the Golden Corral anymore. So I'm going to go, no matter where our games are, I'm going through Manchester. Emma's
family restaurant.
All-you-can-eat buffet. Now, it doesn't have all the items that Golden Corral does, but it is, what they do have is mighty good.
So you're no longer going to complain about no Golden Corral as long as we can go to Emma's.
Yeah, but watch it. They'll change it to we'll have to go to Nashville for the football championships or something. They always do that. Something always happens when I lose those golden places to go, like Golden Corral. So yeah, people make fun of me for that, but I mean, I think you were full. I think you were happy by the time it was over, and you weren't really at all that hungry. Because you're on some kind of drug that makes you not eat or something. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's just my medicine change. But yeah.
Well, you needed a little medicine change.
Mm-hmm.
You were eating a lot of sweets, baking a lot of sweets, cooking a lot of sweets.
I still eat sweets. Not a ton, but.
Well, wake up, roll up, and fuel up at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee with more than 20,000 flavor combinations across coffees, teas, smoothies, and energy drinks. There's something for absolutely everyone. That's 7 Brew Coffee, cultivating kindness one cup at a time. Now serving Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and growing across Middle Tennessee.
That's what you'll be after you have a 7 Brew. Happy.
Our song of the day for Christmas. What's the title? What is it?
It's got the word all in it.
All right, we're going to go out with that here on the Wake Up Crew. Number one song of all time, Christmas,
yep.
Mariah Carey. We got to take a look at the weather. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Lows drop to 36. Wind south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
WGNS.
This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro police officer and SRO Cole Glass was on a bike patrol when he noticed a child struggling with a broken bike chain. The boy, visibly frustrated, told Glass the chain came off. Without hesitation, Glass knelt and fixed it, and the moment became a small but powerful reminder of the heart behind the badge. Murfreesboro police officer Cole Glass's response exemplifies the kind of everyday heroism that often goes unnoticed, a willingness to pause, engage, and uplift a neighbor in need.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Pittsburgh Steelers beat Miami Monday night 28-15. Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes. He was 23 of 27 through the air, 224 yards. The Steelers, after trailing 3-0 late first half, scored touchdowns on their next four drives. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had his surgery Monday night on his torn ACL. The Jets fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, who was in his first year there. Bills kicker Matt Prater is out this week with a quad injury. Former Cal and Raiders coach Mike White died at the age of 89. He also coached Illinois. Former South Carolina quarterback Steve Tannehill died at the age of 52. No cause of death provided. In the NBA, Denver won in overtime against Houston, 128-125. Nikola Jokic, 39 points in a triple-double. Utah came back for an overtime win against Dallas, despite 42 points from Cooper Flagg. Victories for Detroit, Toronto, and Memphis.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
I don't feel like going home now. I wish that I could stay. All the trees are on display now. And it's cold.
That's from Christmas with the Cranks. That's called The Christmas Song by the Ravenettes. I believe it's the group that sings that. It's 21 after 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you that we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. Santa's on his way, and MTE's making sure every porch light and Christmas tree shines for the big night. Cozy homes, happy hearts, and a good energy from MTE, unless you're like Brian and you don't put up any lights. So, there you go.
I have lights on my tree.
Your half tree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're Mr. Christmas. Well, what was I thinking?
I don't have room for a big tree.
You have plenty of room for a big tree. Yes, you do. Don't even say that.
Not in my living room, I don't.
Yeah, you could move some furniture around and you could have room for it. Left corner by the TV.
The TV's in that left corner.
Okay. Right corner.
There's a door.
Do you go in it?
I mean, it's the front door to the house.
No, the other side. To the pantry or whatever you call it.
Yeah, there's not really a corner there now since I took that wall out.
Well, that's your fault then, I guess. That's bad construction.
Well, I opened it up to make the... So the living room, kitchen, it's all just kind of one open area instead of having the wall there.
So you're going to be sad in about 4 years when Linda goes around and she goes, Pop, Pop, where's the rest of the tree? Where's the rest of the tree, Pop, Pop?
Oh, she'll like that tree.
I bet you'll get one then. I bet you'll jump. They'll bet you jump in the car and drive and get one. Yeah. I found your weak spot for sure. We have Elisa. Well, your kid, these names, I can't get them today, this week. Finice, is that how you say that?
Yeah, that or Finis. I'm not sure.
Okay, Elisa Finis. We're going to call her that.
Okay.
Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being the friend everyone should have, kind and caring. Elisa is going to receive flowers from Jenny, I can't even say her name now, Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
So if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, doesn't matter what their name is, we'll figure it out. If you want to give us a pronouncer, if it's a little tough, hey, that might help. But we'll salute them on WGNS as the Good Neighbor of the Day. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. Or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That gets them here. Same phone number for your birthdays and anniversaries here this morning. That would be the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. A few today, but we're going to go with National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
That's better than Lemon Cupcake Day.
Well.
Don't you think?
Sure.
624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. In a story that has taken several turns over the past 48 hours, major changes have been announced at the Ford Motor Company's Blue Oval City in West Tennessee. The Stanton facility, originally set to build electric vehicles, will now focus on gas-powered trucks and be renamed the Tennessee Truck Plant. Production is pushed back to 2029, citing lower demand, high costs, and regulatory changes. CEO Jim Farley says the move will be customer-driven and will focus resources on trucks, vans, hybrids, and high-margin ventures like battery energy storage. More news in 30 seconds. Attorneys for an El Salvadorian man living in East Tennessee say he was wrongly detained by ICE. Court filings show 24-year-old Diego Alberto Hernandez Garcia has legal protection and work authorization through 2026. He was arrested at a Knoxville job site last week. A federal judge has ordered his release and halted deportation while the case continues.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With New Year's Eve approaching, Nashville is gearing up for a wide range of celebrations to ring in 2026. The city's signature Big Bash returns to Bicentennial Capitol Mall, featuring live country music, fireworks, and the iconic Midnight Music Note Drop. Beyond the main event, partygoers can choose from rooftop celebrations on Broadway, downtown bar crawls, live concerts, and neighborhood gatherings across Music City, offering something for every style of New Year's Eve celebration. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Celebrating Christmas with you here on the Wake Up Crew. We're going to be celebrating it all month long. And don't forget those special Christmas Eve and Christmas Day music. You know, that's a great thing.
48 just hours.
Turn it on WGNS
specials.
And just listen to Christmas music all day long. Yeah.
And it does afford you some time off, too. So,
well, I'm sitting in the car in the driveway listening to.
Well, you do that on your own time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's worth it. It's worth every minute of it.
I'm going to listen in my house. And look.
It's the best thing you do on this radio station.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, there's no Rutherford issues or anything. It's just music.
So you can, in your house, if you don't have a radio in your house.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's Alexa just came on.
Your smart speaker.
Yeah.
And there are apps which you can get. The TuneIn app, for instance, mm-hmm. You can put it on your TV.
Oh, that would be sweet.
So you can play WGNS from there, too.
You're so smart. You know everything.
Well, WGNSradio.com/live is where you can go to figure out how to play us or listen to us anywhere, even watch sometimes. We're going to have on Big GTV replays of all the Christmas parades and that kind of thing. It's just going to kind of loop through.
Wow.
So you can watch that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, too.
They can watch me freeze on TV. When I get cold, you know, it's like I don't want to talk.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, it was cold, but hey, it's always fun. Things like that are always fun, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Always.
I've got some gifts for Christmas that you can get for your grandkids.
Okay. So you told me to take notes.
I think you ought to take notes. Now, not for this year. You know, this is not for this year. She's too young. But when you start getting 3 and 4 years old, here are some gifts. They might be a little this is more like 6 and up.
Okay.
But anyway, the original Miniscope. This compact and lightweight microscope lets kids dive into the tiny details of the world around them. From examining insects in the backyard to inspecting the veins of a leaf, every discovery becomes a grand adventure. And, you know, at that age, when they're really young, they get into that.
Yeah. Just don't want them looking across in the neighbor's window.
No, it's a microscope. It's not a telescope. Jeez.
Oh, microscope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's one you're going to love, okay? Chat GPT, powered STEM learning and playing robot. It's very small. It's like sits up like on a table. AI robot is packed with features to keep your grandkids entertained while boosting their creativity and problem-solving skills. With its responsive voice commands, dancing routines, and educational games, it introduces children to the wonders of robotics and technology. The smart little companion is safe, durable, and designed for endless hours of imaginative play. Whether it's dancing, storytelling, or teaching simple math, it ensures kids are having fun while learning important skills. Now, they don't give me the prices of these things, so you'll just have to look these up. You're not writing a thing down.
$12,000.
You haven't written a thing down.
Well, ChatGPT in 5 years will be replaced by ChatGPT 2000 or something.
Here's one.
Okay.
The giant jelly balloon. It is, I'll show you a picture. Of course, the people at home can't see that, but.
Oh, that looks like an orb.
It's kind of like a, well, they have a hole in the middle of a, it's like a chair, but you can also sit in it.
Uh-huh.
You can jump in it. You can jump on it. I mean, you can do all kinds of things. So
they used to have this thing in Gatlinburg, and the kids did it a couple of times. I think it was called Orb or something like that. And they will put you in it. You can get it with water or without. And then they just push you down a hill.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in the middle of that thing.
Well, this doesn't do that, but it does get it. You can bounce around in it and sit in it. Just pump it up with regular air and set your grandkids loose to bounce, squeeze, toss, and flap or fly out in the middle of the street. Okay. the interactive VR headset for kids. This what it does. It transports your grandkids to extraordinary worlds with the interactive VR headset, like you're there.
Yeah. Have you ever used one of those?
No. Do you have one?
I don't.
Oh, no. I have. No.
I've never used one either.
Unlike adult versions, this kid-friendly headset features age-appropriate content.
Well, that's important.
That combines immersive adventures with educational experiences, from swimming with dolphins to walking with dinosaurs. Wow. Can you imagine that? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to get one.
I've heard some horror stories about those with adults.
Really?
You know, like playing games, you know, because, you know, the games, you jump and you move around and
you hurt yourself
running into furniture.
Yeah.
One lady broke the bone where her front four teeth were.
Yeah. Well, my grandkids have one. But I don't mess with it. Okay. It's very lightweight and adjustable. Galaxy Lights Flying Magic. Now, that's what we were talking about, the Galaxy Ball.
Yeah.
That's a big hit right now. 2,907 five-star reviews for the Galaxy Ball. Let's see. Do I have time for one more? Turbo Race Interactive Game Set. That's interactive, so you're really driving a car. You know, you sit down, though. I mean.
That would be.
You race each other.
Okay. I could see that.
It's
like Mario Kart, but you're actually doing the racing.
And a complete karaoke mic set.
Ooh.
You can have a full concert of having Lena sing to you for the entire Christmas vacation. So you can just sit there and sing, you know, pop, pop, love, pop, pop, you know, that kind of thing.
Either that or a drum set.
Or she'll lick it. One of the, I mean, you know.
Well, she'll try to eat it and teeth on it.
But that's the list. And then we've got a ton more, but that's what we're going to go with today. Coming up now, we've got a little bit more here, and I guess I'll figure out what it is later.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase, lows drop to 36, winds south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy, slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
Morning, a little bit more volume in the last few minutes southbound on 65 as it starts to build pretty good here at Trinity Lane. All that traffic coming down through Madison at the moment on 65 coming southbound here at Briley Parkway. It's trying to build already 24 west, passing a 40. All that traffic normally coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 as it builds up through the Antioch area. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck right here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests. AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Just a reminder, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is again offering their buy one, get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom or the Patterson Community Center. Buy one, get one free. Those are on sale now at the Patterson Community Center or SportsCom, now through January the 18th. Buy one, get one free. That's also where they teach yoga, along with at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Yoga improves your balance and your flexibility, and it builds strength. Check out the yoga classes. If you need a grief support group, or think you might, there's a free one every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street. Oh yes, the Million Dollar Quartet, Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2. The Million Dollar Quartet at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. That's at 1424 John Bragg Highway. For more Good Neighbor events, go to WGNSradio.com.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers inviting you to shop with us this Christmas. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. We have lab-grown and natural diamond earrings and tennis bracelets. Longines came out with 3 new watches. It has that 39.5mm case. This year, we stockpiled up on a few Rolexes. We have a wide selection of ladies and men's at great price points. Come do your Christmas shopping at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. The CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up around 6:57 this morning. And we'll have news at the top of the hour as well. Alan Hale, you remember him? He was a skipper on Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, he got into his that persona so much that he used to go to children's hospitals as a skipper and said kids just loved him. And he had a steakhouse and a fish house, too, that he owned. I think he called it Skipper's. So he really, let's talk about, he just loved the character, so he just kind of stayed with it after Gilligan's Island was over.
It became his own persona, kind
of. It probably made a lot of money just on public appearances, so. I would think. All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day. Got off to a good start yesterday with a thumbs up. Let's hear what we've got today.
You know, my wife thinks it's weird that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in.
that's a thumb plus up, whatever. Thumbs up plus plus. That was great.
You could see that happening too, probably.
Yeah, I could. Very much so. All right, 641, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Be careful out there. Be safe this morning.
CBS News Brief. We've learned Rob Reiner and his 32-year-old son Nick got into a heated argument at a party hosted by Conan O'Brien the night before the movie director and his wife Michelle were murdered. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in L.A.
The DA's office has until Wednesday to formally file charges. Nick Reiner remains in custody. At this hour, it's unclear if he has an attorney.
Officials in Rhode Island have released a new video of the man they're looking for in the mass shooting at Brown University that killed two students, State Attorney General Peter Nerona.
The sooner we can identify that person, the sooner we can, I think, blow this case open.
We're learning more about the father-son gunmen who killed 15 people at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. CBS's Anna Corrin from Sydney.
Authorities have confirmed that those two gunmen were motivated by ISIS. They had also recently returned from the Philippines, from an area that is known as a hotbed for extremism.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police are intensifying efforts to locate 15-year-old Jaden Richards, who disappeared after an emotional dispute at home, following a disagreement over homework. Jaden left on foot, abandoning both of his phones, a troubling detail that limits communication as well as tracking. Last seen wearing all black, carrying a Nike backpack, and sporting a curly afro, Jaden may be attempting to return to Louisiana, where he previously lived. His possible interstate travel has broadened the search beyond Tennessee, requiring coordination with agencies across state lines. To expedite recovery efforts, Murfreesboro authorities entered Jaden into the National Crime Information Center. The record will remain active until Jaden is safely located. Residents with any information are urged to contact Detective Smith at 629-201-5568 or dispatch at 615-893-1311. Meanwhile, in Laverne, Police Chief Christopher Mose is warning Rutherford County residents to be on high alert as holiday scams ramp up. Criminals often exploit seasonal distractions with charity fraud, delivery scams, and impersonation tactics. Mose urged the public to pause before responding to urgent calls or messages, especially those requesting payment via gift cards or cryptocurrency. Suspected scams should be reported to the Laverne Police Department at 615-793-7744 or, if urgent, through 911. Federal agencies such as the FTC, FBI, and IRS also provide helpful scam tracking resources. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
When illness or injury turns everyday moments into uphill battles, there are medical professionals who step in with skill, compassion, and unwavering dedication. My name is Joey P. I'm CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we are proud to highlight this month's MMC Heart for Healing recipient.
A grateful patient wrote about a three-week stay at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. When they were finally allowed to shower, Nurse Michaela Easterwood went above and beyond, washing and styling their hair with such care that Mom had one less worry. Even when she wasn't assigned to them, Michaela used her own breaks to stop by, check in, and bring comfort. Her kindness restored dignity and hope. That's why Michaela Easterwood is our heart for healing.
If a doctor, nurse, or other medical professional has made a difference in your life, tell your good neighbor station, WGNS. Nominate them for the MMC Heart for Healing Award and help us recognize the medical heroes in our community. Compassion deserves recognition, and healing begins with the heart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Colin Cochran. A family member is speaking out after a deadly trench collapse last week at the Big Ridge State Park in Union County. 35-year-old Donnie Stone was killed during a multi-hour rescue operation. This is an update on a story we brought to you last week. A co-worker with Norris Brothers Excavating was rescued and taken to UT Medical Center. Stone's brother-in-law says he died trying to save that co-worker, calling him a devoted family man who always puts others first. The family is now urging construction crews to follow trench safety rules as TOSHA continues its investigation. Court records show a woman is facing multiple charges after allegedly hitting a police officer with her car in Newport. Authorities say Kayla Danielle Webb struck an officer outside Walmart while trying to leave the parking lot. The officer was pushed several feet but suffered only minor injuries. Webb is charged with aggravated assault on a first responder, DUI, theft, and other offenses connected to the incident. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A key figure in Nashville's civil rights history may soon be honored in a permanent way. Metro Council is set to vote Tuesday on a bill to rename South Street as King Hollins Avenue. Hollins was a freedom rider, a leader in the Woolworth lunch counter sit-ins, and a longtime advocate for preserving African-American history in Nashville. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It's 6:48. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew, John and Brian with you. Dalton will be rejoining us again tomorrow. And it's Taco Tuesday. We'll have a segment in the next hour talking about some food and some changes and some restaurants coming and exciting news.
Yeah, there's a couple of big things.
Yeah, so you'll be reporting on those. You're our food reporter.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, you are when Dalton's not here. I made a mistake. I forgot to do Today in History.
You got so enthralled with the Christmas gifts for grandchildren.
Yes, and so we're going to do Today in History and birthdays today.
Was there anything on that list that you're getting your grandchildren? They just want money at this point, don't they?
Yeah. I've got it easy. Once you get to that point, now I spend a little more money than I wanted to this Christmas, but for the most part, yeah, they're pretty easy.
Yeah.
And when you get to the gift card stage, they don't even care if you give them gift cards. They just want money.
Cash.
Like put it in their Venmo account or whatever.
Or
they have these special accounts, or I don't know how they do it. I don't know what it's called, but it's kind of like Venmo. You know, they've got it in there. You put it in there and then, you know.
Then they've got money on their card.
Yeah. I told my daughter, though, to be sure this year to tell me when she puts the money in the bank where I'll know, because you'll forget that you spend all that money and you look at your bank account and you go, oh, I'm doing pretty good. Oh, no, I'm not. You know. So I don't do an itemized list. I just go to the website and look up my account, kind of thing. You know, see how much money I have, and if I have some in there, I'm okay.
I wonder if people still do like a checkbook register anymore.
Oh, I'm sure there are a few, but I don't do that. But yeah,
no, so. I've got a special account that I pay my bills out of.
I do put them in the checkbook when I write a check.
Oh, do you?
But I don't add it up, and you know, because it helps me that when I have to go back. Like if somebody calls me and said, you're behind, you know.
Oh, well, I wrote it.
And you're not behind because you wrote the check. And the post office sometimes messes you up a little bit. Mm. So I've learned to go directly. Don't put it in your mailbox. I'd go to the bank. I go to the post office and put it in the big thing there.
Oh, okay.
You know. All right. You made me talk, and now we're behind.
Sorry.
Today in History brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1950, child star Shirley Temple announces her retirement from films at age 22. 1953, the first White House press conference, President Eisenhower and 161 reporters.
Good grief.
1969, Hello Dolly with Barbara Streisand premieres.
Well,
and 1985, the film The Color Purple, based on a novel by Alice Walker, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Whoopi Goldberg and Danny Glover, premieres in New York. 2019, Mariah Carey's single All I Want for Christmas Is You reaches number one and is today's Song of the Day.
There's a reason that it's our Song of the Day, and it's because of this.
Did you really know that?
I did. Yeah.
And in 2019, Drew Brees breaks Peyton Manning's NFL record for career touchdown passes at New Orleans Saints rout Indianapolis Colts 34-7. Brees 29 of 30 for 307 yards and 4 TDs. That is a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Time now for our celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, you really have to get with it over there when I do both of them.
I know.
The same. Yeah.
And be on top of it.
Got to know what you're doing. Just a few celebrity birthdays this morning. Ludwig von Beethoven, born in 1770, a German composer. Do you ever regret that you can't play the piano?
No.
I regret it all the time.
It'd be kind of cool to be able to play it.
Yeah, but I regret it all the time. Oh, me. Just a little guitar playing's all for this boy. 1931, Tom Brookshire, American football player. He used to team up with Pat Summerall before John Madden.
Oh.
Born in Roswell, New Mexico. He died in 2010. In 1944, Yosemite Sam, Warner Brothers cartoon character created by Fritz Freleng. And in 1984, Theo James, a British actor, he's been in Divergent, Insurgent, also was in The White Lotus in season 2 of The White Lotus. He's a British actor, and is kind of one of the ones up for James Bond. I don't know, he may be a little too old by now, but he is in there. Celebrity birthdays, now to our local birthdays today. Sunette P has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Sunette. Tim Tucker, Norman Sklar, and Kevin Phillips all have birthdays. Happy birthday from WGNS.
Yeah, and if you want to send in more birthdays to us, we'll be glad to get them on the air. 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text, and we'll add them to our list this morning. We announced the entire list around 8 o'clock, so you got until about 7:30 to get those in. And then someone walks away with some banana pudding as well from Slick Pig Barbecue over at 1920 East Main. So no reason not to put their birthdays in. We'll announce them on the air, and they could be a winner today.
All right, we've got weather coming up next. It's our last look of the weather, and then the news follows that.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Lows drop to 36. Wind south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. Still a bit slow. 24 East just past the Jolton exit as THP cleans up that earlier wreck there near White Creek Pike. Again, it's heavy through there already on 24 East past that Jolton exit. 24 Westbound starting to build pretty good up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. When you need dependable towing for a car or a truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Play an old guitar, 9:30.
CBS Entertainment, if you're a Beauty and the Beast fan, well, this one's for you.
It's about time you got your head out of those books and paid attention to more important things.
Like a Gaston movie. Disney announcing a live-action solo film for the character. Now, Luke Evans played the part in the 2017 live-action version of Beauty and the Beast. He's not expected to return for this go-round.
Comes down from the top, you know, you can set a tone.
Kevin Bacon there in a post remembering his friend and colleague Rob Reiner, who directed Kevin in the classic military drama A Few Good Men back in 1992. The investigation continues into the tragic circumstances surrounding the death of Reiner and his wife. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew and Big G and Big G TV and WGNS Radio. Alisa Finus is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being the friend everyone should have, kind and caring. Alisa is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
Well, that is a wonderful way to just highlight somebody maybe in your life that has made a big difference. We do this every weekday morning and could use your help. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get in your good neighbors. Also, don't forget, same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries today.
From White Christmas to rocket around the Christmas tree, enjoy it all on WGNS this Christmas Eve and day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
More Wake Up Crew after the news at 7.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Son held in Reiner killings.
The motive behind this brutal attack remains a mystery.
Manhunt for Brown University shooter.
This is an effort to put handcuffs on somebody, and it takes a whole team to do that.
Australia's Hanukkah massacre.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, details are emerging about the killing of Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle as the case against the couple's 32-year-old son takes shape. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The day before the murders, the father and son got into a heated argument at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party, according to two sources who were there. One source telling People magazine Nick was freaking everyone out, acting crazy, kept asking people if they were famous.
And Rob Reiner's death drew the attention of President Trump.
Reiner was an outspoken critic of President Trump, who posted online Monday saying Reiner died due to the anger he caused others through his mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. When asked if he'd retract his comments, the president doubled down.
So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all.
Condemnation of the president's comments coming from both Democrats and Republicans. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey responding, regardless of how you felt, this is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who was just brutally murdered. And last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, former First Lady Michelle Obama revealed she and her husband, former President Barack Obama, were supposed to meet up with the Reiners the night they were found murdered. She also, without naming him, condemned President Trump's remarks over the killings.
Unlike some people, Rob and Michelle Reiner are some of the most decent, courageous people you ever want to know.
Investigators have released new images of the suspected gunman in the Brown University mass shooting. CBS's Tom Hansen has the latest.
Videos and photos released Monday show an unidentified person of interest wearing a hat, dark colors, and a mask largely obscuring his face walking calmly near the Brown University campus Saturday. The images were captured just hours before a shooter opened fire inside a lecture hall, killing two students and injuring nine more.
And the sooner we can identify that person, the sooner we can, I think, blow this case open.
Police initially detained a man Sunday, but cleared and released him hours later. Now investigators have returned to the scene, sifting through bushes and searching in dumpsters for any clues left behind more than 2 days after the attack.
We might have used all our energies in the first few days to investigate something, and here we are now heading back to that same place to continue to investigate.
Overseas, correspondent Anna Corrin reports authorities say the gunmen who attacked a Hanukkah event in Australia were inspired by ISIS.
Authorities said the two gunmen, father and son, had sworn allegiance to Islamic State. They'd recently traveled to the Philippines, where it's reported they underwent military-style training.
Terrorism has...
Events that should have raised red flags, according to former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
The terrorist only has to be right once. The security agencies have to be right every time.
Shana Gutnick, whose father was killed, says the rise of anti-Semitism is also to blame.
I feel the signs were coming for a long, long time.
Well, two men and two women are in custody, charged with planning a string of New Year's Eve terror attacks in Southern California. Our justice correspondent, Scott McFarlane.
The group's being held in jail this morning pending trial, accused of being an anti-government extremist organization of self-proclaimed radicals who want to take down capitalism. The FBI says the plot was so advanced it busted the group as the alleged conspirators were actually preparing to test the bomb material in the Mojave Desert Friday. The group allegedly was working to set off the bombs in backpacks near five major business distribution facilities in Orange County and Los Angeles County, California. The feds say the alleged terror attack was being timed for New Year's Eve so that the explosions would blend in with the sound of fireworks. The FBI says an Instagram page associated with the extremist group advocates violence against government officials and that the Turtle Island Liberation Front was also plotting a 2026 attack against immigration agents.
The government releases the November jobs report this morning. Economists forecast an increase of 40,000 jobs. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup, and it's coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The U.S. military says 8 men were killed yesterday in attacks on 3 alleged drug boats in the eastern Pacific Ocean. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports it comes as some members of Congress demand additional information on the attacks that now number more than 25 since September.
The House will receive an all-member briefing from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the ongoing military strikes in the Caribbean. Senators will also be briefed. Minority Leader Schumer posted on X, it comes after weeks of pressure to hear from the administration, who he said seemed to be afraid to provide even the most basic answers, adding, quote, "The American people deserve oversight. We intend to deliver it."
Well, the Pentagon is planning some big changes in military command, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
Sources tell the Washington Post the plan is to cut the number of military headquarters worldwide from 11 to 8, shifting resources from the Middle East and Europe and expanding military operations here in the Western Hemisphere. There would be fewer four-star generals and admirals reporting to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The Trump administration's national security strategy released this month said the days of the United States propping up the entire world order like Atlas are over.
President Trump has filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC, accusing the British broadcaster of defamation as well as deceptive and unfair trade practices. It centers on an edit of the Trump speech just before the Capitol attack in 2021. The president said yesterday,
"They actually have me speaking with words that I never said, and they got caught because I believe somebody at BBC said, this is so bad, it has to be reported. Let's call fake news."
The BBC apologized to Trump last month, but denies it defamed him. No winning ticket in last night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot for tomorrow night will be an estimated $1.25 billion, sixth largest all time. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Lows drop to 36. Wind south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 24.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. A little bit heavier traffic volume in a couple of spots out here in the last few minutes coming out of Wilson County through the Mount Julian area, especially on 40 westbound as you continue on into Hermitage. It's loading up pretty good with more volume here on 24 west at Bell Road. All that traffic being pushed in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck, call the professionals here in Middle Tennessee, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Well, that's an interesting selection here this morning. White Christmas is here in Middle Tennessee. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We are getting very close to the big day. Glad you're with us. It's the Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here with you this morning on the Wake Up Crew. Brought to you by and fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. We have got just a few days before the Christmas break for schools. In fact, it's this Friday, just 3 days away. Half day is Friday, so you got that. Christmas itself, we're in single digits now, friends. 9 days away from Christmas. That means the New Year's only 16 days away. And this week wraps up our high school basketball for the Christmas break. And then, of course, January, February, hopefully on into March. And spring sports. I mean, it just never ends here at the Big G. So be sure to tune in. The last coaches show of the season, boys basketball. This, not of the season, of before Christmas. We'll take a little break here. So that'll be this weekend on Saturday. So that's a lot going on here at WGNS. Of course, we are home for Blue Raider Sports as well, so we've got you covered with all things local right here on the big show. Song of the day. John mentioned that, it was big in today in history, and that was one of the reasons why this song was chosen as our song of the day. It's the biggest hit of all time. Mariah Carey's big hit. Now, depending on which list you look at, Brenda Lee's big hit, was that Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Right.
Has kind of overtaken it in some, you know, they're one and two generally from year to year. Wonder where that, what's the song that's been, came out last year? Blake Shelton?
I've got to hear it now.
Yeah. Well, whatever that song is, I wonder if it's climbing up the list.
I would think it is. I would think it is. They're very popular.
Let's see.
If you hadn't asked me, I would have known.
Yeah. We've played it 100 times here. I can't seem to find the number one song of all time. Depends on the metric. Bing Crosby's White Christmas is the best-selling single.
Right.
It's
a little dated now.
Yeah. The Billboard, well, yeah. That's talking about other things. Billboard last year had at number one, if I can get down to it. It's a long list. Just Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love was number two.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, Merry Christmas to You. Wham's Last Christmas was number four, and number five was Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Lamb's what? Lamb's?
Wham.
Wham, oh, okay.
Wham, Last Christmas, yeah. And then Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was sixth on this Billboard.
What about Monster
list.
Holiday? Is it in there?
I don't think it is, no.
What about Jing Jing Ling?
No, didn't see it.
Well,
either.
It may not be number one, but it's number one on the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah. It is the Christmas song.
Jing, jingling, 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 what fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jingling, 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 they set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, 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 I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha ha! Ho ho! Gliding through the snow. Jing, jingling, 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 the bells.
A couple of just little interesting tidbits here. Got a couple. So we're going to give you a couple of stories here in a couple of minutes. The chances of a white Christmas in Middle Tennessee. Of course, Christmas is coming up. A white Christmas is defined as at least an inch of snow falling or on the ground. Okay. So this data goes back 153 years. Nashville, or the Nashville area, has only recorded 8 white Christmases since in the last 153 years. So that tells you what the chances are. The last time was 2010 when we had an inch of snow.
Yeah. That long ago.
That was the second biggest snow on Christmas, too, in Middle Tennessee. The biggest snow came in 1969 when there was 2.4 inches of snow. And we've talked about that. That was a critical Christmas in John's childhood.
Yes, sure was.
So
didn't think Santa could make it, but he did.
So our chances of measurable snow in Middle Tennessee on Christmas is 8%. So there you go.
You made me feel like Christmas. I just want to throw that in
it.
There. Yeah,
that's
that was it.
Something that I found pretty interesting, and I know it's been in the news for several days now, but this next year, the Tennessee State Board of Education considering cutting the high school world language graduation requirement. Instead of having to have 2 years of foreign language, just one, to open up an elective that would maybe allow them to do a CTE class
trade class,
to free up at least one requirement. And
don't they have technology hardware now that you can interpret?
Oh yeah,
you know. Yeah. So that's not as necessary as it used to be.
So 1 year would be required, and if you wanted to take another year, like my daughter took 3 years of Latin for some reason, but she just liked the teacher in the class, and so you can take more. Obviously,
I took 2 years of Latin.
Did you?
And I never used it again.
Well, there you go.
It's a dead language.
We've got Taco Tuesday coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Pittsburgh Steelers beat Miami Monday night 28-15. Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes. He was 23 of 27 through the air, 224 yards. The Steelers, after trailing 3-0 late first half, scored touchdowns on their next four drives. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had his surgery Monday night on his torn ACL. The Jets fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, who was in his first year there. Bills kicker Matt Prater is out this week with a quad injury. Former Cal and Raiders coach Mike White died at the age of 89. He also coached Illinois. Former South Carolina quarterback Steve Tannehill died at the age of 52. No cause of death provided. In the NBA, Denver won in overtime against Houston, 128-125. Nikola Jokic, 39 points in a triple-double. Utah came back for an overtime win against Dallas, despite 42 points from Cooper Flagg. Victories for Detroit, Toronto, and Memphis.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your
home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the Law Offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The Law Offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on a Tuesday morning, December 16th. Christmas is in the air, but we still have to eat, right? So it's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. 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 Taco,
well, on today's Taco Tuesday, we've got a restaurant that has announced it will be closing. And this has been a staple in North Rutherford County. Hickory Falls in Smyrna will be closing at the end of the year.
It was a good place. Good place to eat.
After 21 years, they are going to retire. Now, there had been some news earlier because the, I guess it's been several months ago now, that restaurant sits on property that is owned by the company that owns In-N-Out Burgers.
They're not going to put an In-N-Out Burger there, though, are they? There's no room.
I mean,
you know where it's situated.
I do know where it is.
I wouldn't want to be there the first day it opens if they are going to do that.
Yeah. So I don't know, but they own the property and
they don't have one in Smyrna, do they?
No.
So there you go.
And the business that is on that property is closing. So I have no idea to know what will happen. But the owners have decided that it's time to retire. So
they had good food there. We used to play golf in Smyrna Municipal.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go there after we played golf. It's pretty good stuff. Hate to see them go.
Yeah. Family-owned business.
Family-owned businesses are always the best to me, it seems like. There's a little more special care. I was at Demas's the other Sunday.
Yeah?
And guess who was there?
Peter?
Peter was there.
Mm.
The manager was there, and they made us fill out a survey. Did your manager come and ask you? No, did your manager come by your table?
Oh, interesting.
And I put no. About 2 minutes later, she comes by and goes, how was your meal? I said, oh, wait a minute. Let's scratch this off. I had a yes. So I had also, you know, they charge you for condiments on your salad.
Okay.
Okay. Like they'll give you salad and you know.
If you want extra.
If you want extra. Uh-huh. The eggs and all that. I said, I want everything but onions. They were $1 a piece. So my salad cost more than my main course.
Oh.
I just wanted to see how good it was. And it was really good, though. Olives, the olives were awesome.
You had a salad only then?
No. Oh. I went ahead and had a hamburger steak. I can't miss out on a hamburger steak. But yeah. I did take part of that hamburger steak home. That was my plan.
Oh, I see.
To eat it for supper. Well, guess what happened?
Chipper got it.
No, I left it at the restaurant.
I hate it when that happens.
I do that like three-fourths of the time.
You know, something that I have been meaning to do for like a week and a half is thank Margaret and Bruce Plummer. They brought a loaf of sourdough bread to me and to Bart, I think.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm Bruce Plummer's Facebook friend.
Okay.
In fact, I was his grandkid's principal.
Right.
I get nothing. Bruce, Merry Christmas, Bruce. I get nothing.
No.
He's known me for years. He's known me since I was a baby. I get nothing.
Well.
And you, what have you done? I mean, what have you done? I mean.
I didn't get to see him when he came by.
Did you wish him happy birthday just recently?
I'm sure we did.
No, you didn't probably. Not you. I'm talking about I personally wished him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Bruce, come on, man.
Well, I just wanted to.
You just wanted to show off.
No, I wanted to say thanks.
You know important people and they you know, give you bread.
It's Taco Tuesday. So
I wonder if Stan Bolt's going to bring me any bread or anything.
You just need
Bobby
a calendar.
Bug. Yeah, calendar.
Well, burger lovers, I guess I get the biggest news probably. It's been all over the opening of In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Long lines, man.
I haven't gone near it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be patient. I think by 2028, I should be able to pull in there without waiting.
I'm afraid that's going to be like what happens when Bucky's opens.
I think it's going to be like Chick-fil-A, though, really. I think it'll be pretty steady, even after when the newness wears off.
Well, there are so few of them now in Middle Tennessee. So it'll be the only one in Rutherford County. And so I think there'll be, I kind of agree with you, unless they put so many in town. And I'm sure they're going to continue to grow.
If they do, and there's one in Smyrna. I mean, that'll be, and there's one in Lebanon, right?
Yes, and one in Antioch.
So that'll take a little bit off of it, but
yeah,
Lebanon, I'm not going anywhere near the avenue during the next 3 weeks or so.
Lebanon and Antioch opened Wednesday last week and Friday for the Murfreesboro location. So.
I can't wait to get one. I'm going to volunteer somebody to go get me a hamburger and bring it back.
Aren't you now?
Yeah.
Stand in line, pay for it.
No, well, I give them the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to give them a little money to stand in line too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a job for somebody if you need some Christmas cash.
Bruce, how about Bruce Plummer?
It's 728.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way. Every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. For a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, we made the right decision. We like everything about it. The Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Ryan, and Dalton.
Well, we have made it to 7:30 on this Tuesday morning, December 16th. It's episode 1809 of the Wake Up Crew. Got some birthdays, right?
Yeah, we do, Brian. Do you want me to read them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, here we go. Sunette P. has a birthday. Tim Tucker, Norman Sklar, and Kevin Phillips all have birthdays. And we say happy birthday from WGNS.
Now, we've got a few calls and several texts this morning, so we're going to add those to the list. But here's the deal. If you want to add to our list, know someone celebrating here on the 16th, call now, 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
WGNS delivers 48 hours of nonstop holiday hits Christmas Eve and Day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Lows drop to 36. Wind south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 24.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic building now out of Murfreesboro. Rutherford County pretty much on schedule this time of the morning. 24 westbound here at Bell Road up through the Antioch area. All that traffic coming in right now from Rutherford County. Steady flow of traffic as it builds down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area westbound. I-40 continuing on over into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Log on to strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The latest economic outlook for Tennessee paints a cautiously optimistic picture heading into 2026. According to the University of Tennessee's Boyd Center, the state economy continues to grow despite slow job creation and uncertainty about federal policies. Larry Kessler, research associate professor and project director, said Tennessee has added about 24,000 jobs this year, with projections pointing to 31,000 new jobs in 2026. Population growth remains a key driver of economic strength, with 80,000 people relocating to Tennessee between 2023 and 2024. Wages are also on the rise, with researchers predicting 4.8% increase in personal income this year and around a 4.5% increase in 2026. Closer to home, Rutherford County drivers are enjoying a rare holiday gift, the lowest gas prices seen in 4 years. As of Monday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded in Rutherford County is $2.56. placing Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne in a favorable position compared to nearby counties. Williamson County continues to top the list for highest fuel cost at $3.01 per gallon. Despite fluctuations, AAA reports that prices are expected to remain low through Christmas, with Tennessee averaging $2.57 per gallon, down 12 cents from last month. Nationally, fuel prices have dipped as well, offering some relief for holiday travelers. Diesel prices in Tennessee averaged $3.37 per gallon, ranking the state 11th for affordability. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick, in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. And right now, it's time for trivia. And apparently this morning I'm going to be quizzed on Christmas trivia.
Yeah, you were not very psyched for this.
No, I'm not.
So,
this is more you.
No, not necessarily.
Wow.
You watch Christmas movies.
Ish.
All right, question number one. What city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to for the holidays in the hit movie Home Alone? Where were they going? I'll give you a hint.
I think it was... Okay. Hint.
No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say France.
That's correct.
Is it? Okay.
Paris. Yeah. What year did the film It's a Wonderful Life come out? It was in the
1940s. 1947.
Ooh. So close. 1946.
Okay.
In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Maple syrup?
That's correct. Now, see, you said you were going to be bad at this. In the movie A Christmas Story, what did Ralphie's aunt make him?
Oh, boy. It's been so long since I've seen that one. All I remember is the wagon and the BB gun.
It was a bunny onesie.
Oh.
Dressed him up as a bunny rabbit. Remember that?
Okay.
In the movie The Holiday, where does Cameron Diaz's character Amanda Woods live? Do you ever see it?
No. Neverland?
British countryside. I could have got that one for you. I'm going to skip that one. How many sequels did the 1994 film The Santa Claus spawn? How many are there?
I may get this wrong. I think they're four. Or three. They're three.
Three, yeah. Three. What real-life department store is Miracle on 34th Street based on?
I think that's Macy's, isn't it?
That's correct. Oh, you're just rolling along here.
Mm.
What food did Kevin McAllister's family order the night before their departure for France? What did the whole family eat?
I believe it was pizza.
That's correct. In the original Frosty the Snowman animated movie, what's the first thing Frosty says when he comes to life?
Happy birthday!
Correct. Good night. And you were worried. What actor played the Grinch in the 2000 live-action movie Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey?
That's correct. What classic Christmas movie inspired the hit TV show The Wonder Years? You've already mentioned this. We've already mentioned this movie.
It's a Wonderful Life?
No, A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Because he's talking, he's narrating it.
Yeah.
What's the title of the movie about a train that carries kids to the North Pole, the movie you hate the worst?
Oh, shoot.
Or Dalton, maybe. He didn't like it. Tom Hanks.
Polar Express?
Yes. When was the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV special first aired? I would be the only one that probably know this.
I can't read the Roman numerals that are still on it, but I'm going to say 1953.
No, that's way too early. Give you one more try.
Too early?
Yeah. It was in the 60s.
So I'm going to say 63.
Well, that was close. 1964.
I was just a little kid, but I remember that day.
I knew it. When you said 60s, I thought it was around the time President Kennedy was shot.
In Elf, what department store does Buddy work at? Not Macy's, but the other store. It's in Miracle on 34th Street, Macy's, and they were battling with...
I can't remember.
Gimbel's.
Gimbel's.
In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what does Clark want to buy with his bonus?
Swimming pool, I think.
That's correct. Do I have time for one more? I don't have time. Sorry. You're good, though. You did great.
Well, that's a little Christmas trivia for you here this morning on The Wake Up Crew.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Welcome back in as we wrap things up here for this Tuesday morning. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. We'll have the podcast up pretty quick at WGNSradio.com. Under podcast, look for Rutherford Issues or subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Wake up, roll up, and fuel up at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. More than 20,000 flavor combinations across coffees, teas, smoothies, energy drinks. Something for absolutely everybody. Where 7 Brew Coffee cultivates kindness one cup at a time. Serving in Murfreesboro and Smyrna and coming soon in Laverne in the new year and all across Middle Tennessee. Our good neighbor today is Lisa Finus. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being everyone's friend, really, and being the best friend you could have, caring, kind, all the things you want in a good friend. Elisa Finus today receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy. Of course, your good neighbors here at WGNS. Thanks to Jenny and all the fine folks out there, all of your Christmas plant decoration needs, you know, poinsettias, whatever. They've got it all for you out there at Ryan Flowers, or just a special gift for that special someone. Still have anniversaries and stuff going on this time of the year. So think about Ryan Flowers when you do. Today's Good Neighbor Salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get in your good neighbors to us here, and we will, of course, take care of it from there. Saying good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric, who power the Wake Up Crew. You know the best gift this year?
twinkling lights, and family memories that last forever. MTE keeps your home glowing for both. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my wife thinks it's weird that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in.
Replay.
One of the best ever.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah, that was good. I hope you enjoy these first 2 days.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
There's always tomorrow. Well, before we talk about tomorrow, what did we learn on today's Wake Up Crew?
Well, we had a list of gifts that you can have for grandkids. You didn't write anything down, so obviously you're going to wait about 3 or 4 more years.
I think I need to wait, yeah. Right now, it's teething toys.
Oh, she's not like, well, not all her teeth hadn't come in yet?
Oh, no.
I thought she everything else has been accelerated with
her. But she loves to bite things. Hands.
You?
Yeah.
And we talked about Hickory Falls closing and In-N-Out coming to Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were going to go stand in
line
soon.
They said
there
was at one place they opened, it was like a mile and a half line.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Can you imagine a mile? That's a mile and a half.
Yeah.
If that happens at the Avenue, they'll be all the way out to Medical Center Parkway.
Yeah.
From where they're located. They had to tell them to go home. Said, you'll have to come back, what the police told them. Because you're never going to get waited on, ma'am, sir, whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
So maybe in the new year, maybe that's something we can do. Just you get a day off, you just go sit in line.
Yeah, get there at 11, you know, early.
Yeah.
Or do they serve breakfast at In-N-Out?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know that much about it. I'm going to need to investigate that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get out of here with our song of the day. It is the biggest Christmas hit of all time. All I want for Christmas is you. And that is going to wrap us up here on the Wake Up Crew here this morning. Thank you so very much for being part of the show. And we'll, of course, be back here tomorrow morning for a Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Wind south southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Lows drop to 36. Wind south 5 to 10. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain showers developing and highs warm into the low 50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 24.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the winter, spring,